Let's continue now with our second part of the interview with tire expert Woody Rogers of Tire Rack. Let's join that interview right now. Those of us who have driven in the snow, and I grew up in the Chicago area, so heaven knows I've driven in plenty of snow, encounter different types of snow and ice conditions, wet snow, dry snow, a lot of snow, not very much snow. I think what you're trying to get at, and it's very difficult in a scientific way, is to deliver on all of those conditions and give a report that's useful in the real world.
For sure. And, I wish we had the diversity in snow conditions that I know I've experienced and you've just described. Sweden has very stable amount of one of those conditions, which is fairly representative, but for sure it's all over the spectrum in the real world. The test engineers that develop test protocols for the tire industry absolutely like repeatability, and they have a very narrow definition of what the snow condition has to be like. They have a very specific condition of how they're going to measure success or failure in achieving that test,
right?
And putting a grade to it, and that's all fine and good, and I don't discount the way that test works at all. But what I do find is, a tire without the mark is better than a couple of tires with the mark. So, when I drive it on a car like a consumer would.
Right. Well, what is your recommendation, having done all this, what is your recommendation to people who are considering an all-season tire and are going to run into some snow conditions over the course of their 12-month driving?
Yeah, these tires really, in my mind, kind of fall into a cluster of tires that really focus on premium traction. Like, really, traction is their thing, while also delivering a smooth and quiet ride. And frankly, any one of these four tires are good in winter conditions. If you look at the test results, you can pluck out one that may be a little bit better than another based on what we found. But if you look at the other things the tire has to do for you, give you traction in the wet, provide smooth ride, provide long tread wear, we all have different priorities. And frankly, these tires all come at the total package a little bit differently. Some give better wet, some give a little bit better snow, some give longer tread life, some are a little smoother and quieter when you compare among these four tires. Coming from worn-out tires, or if you've had to struggle through the multiple nor'easters that are flying up the East Coast at the tail end of this season, any one of these tires are going to do it for you if you can't put dedicated winter tires on, and probably are a step up in snow traction from whatever else you may have on the car for all-season tires.
Well, it sounds to me too, Woody, and we're talking with Woody Rogers, he's with Tire Rack, that figuring out what your priorities are and then looking at the detailed test results on TireRack.com will enable you to pick out a tire that is spot on for your kind of use conditions and what you want out of a tire. Some people want quiet, some people want traction. There's a plethora of things that people want out of their tires, and they're different. Is that essentially your recommendation? Is kind of tailor what you want, and then look for a tire that does that?
I mean, absolutely. It's not one size fits all. We don't all drive the same car. We don't all wear the same shirt. We don't all walk in the same shoes. And there's a reason for that. Some of it is style and preference. But a lot of it is, what does this article need to do for me today? And with your car, you can't change your tires today versus tomorrow like you can your shoes or the jacket or the shirt you put on. So you have to have something that will work year-round and deal with the variety of things you're going to encounter. And laid on top of that is what's most important to you day in, day out. So you're absolutely right, tailoring it to your needs. As I said, if snow traction is what you need, pick any one of these and they're going to be very good. But you can go a step further and really fine-tune it to make it a nice partnership. Let's face it, you buy tires, they're expensive. No one wants to do it more than they have to or spend more than they need to, but you're going to live with this tire purchase for the next 3 or 4 years as you drive your car. So why not make it a really good relationship and match it up to exactly what you need? And if you can invest just a little bit of time investigating that relationship, you'll find a very, very good match. And you can do that by research on the website, looking at the test results. You know, we also have a huge mass of consumer feedback data, survey results from real users out in the real world driving on tires and giving us their opinions. We also have a very unique tool on the site that I find really cool and actually helped work on the algorithm that works behind the scenes. We call it the Tire Decision Guide. And tell us what vehicle you drive, answer a few questions, and give us your priorities on basic characteristics like ride quality, tread wear, winter traction. You know, tell us what's important for you in kind of rank order with a 1 to 5 scale slider bar, and it will look at all the data that we have, that big data, and give you a solid recommendation that's tailored specifically to your priorities and what you drive.
That sounds terrific. Woody Rogers of Tire Rack. We're running out of time today. I'd like to get back with you, though. I think we've just scratched the surface on what we can talk about in terms of tires and, you know, matching up the right tire to the right person and vice versa. So let's try to talk again. But thank you so much for being with us, Woody Rogers of Tire Rack.
You're very welcome. Glad any time to talk about tires. They sure make a difference in our lives.
Yes, they absolutely do. And they keep us connected to the road and keep us alive. And that's those are nice things. So thanks so much for being with us. And we'll be right back. This is America on the Road on drivingtoday.com.